SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump has a plan to try to reduce TSA lines at the airports, and it involves ICE.
The Trump administration has plans to send ICE agents to airports to ease those very long security lines while TSA agents are not getting paid during the partial Homeland Security funding lapse. White House border czar Tom Homan tells Fox News Sunday they won't exactly screen luggage, but
an ICE agent can maintain those exits, and that allows a TSA officer to go back to screening to move people through quicker.
Democrats warn the move risks unsafe encounters. Meanwhile, TSA agents have not been paid since mid-February when the partial funding freeze went into effect. That's when Democrats demanded changes to ICE, which is part of DHS. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. Mint will soon start producing a Trump commemorative gold coin.
A federal arts commission stacked with Trump supporters who were appointed by him earlier this year approved the final design for a 24-karat gold commemorative coin bearing Donald Trump's image. Federal law says no living president can appear on U.S. currency, but an official at the Mint said the Treasury Secretary has authority to authorize the minting. The coin will be released in connection with America's 250th birthday this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's claims about taxes in his state get fact-checked.
Governor Newsom, eyeing a potential 2028 presidential bid, claimed Florida and Texas are the, quote, real high-tax states, prompting a sharp rebuttal from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and fact-checkers who showed California's tax burden is higher. Critics argue Newsom's remarks are part of a broader effort to deflect from his record on persistent issues like homelessness, economic challenges, and population loss.
Correspondent Ken Lorman, this is SRN News. Americans have very few qualms about gambling.
The Pew Research Center has been asking people around the world whether or not they consider betting to be immoral. Here in the U.S., 70% say no, it's not a violation of any moral code. Compare that to South Korea, where 78% of adults think gaming is morally unacceptable, as do 72% in Nigeria and 66% in Greece. With the NCAA basketball tournament this month, betting in this country is expected to surge. Michael Harrington reporting.
An Arkansas law requiring that the Ten Commandments be prominently displayed in public school classrooms has been struck down by a federal judge. Last year, seven Arkansas families of various religious and non-religious backgrounds filed a lawsuit challenging the state's new law, naming six school districts as defendants. While the judgment blocks the Ten Commandments requirement, it's unclear how broadly it can be applied. This is SRN News. It's a congressional appeal for sanctions on AI. Correspondent Ron Taylor explains.
The White House is laying out a new framework that it wants Congress to use to shape national rules for artificial intelligence without curbing growth in the sector. It wants Congress to preempt state laws it sees as too burdensome. The focus is on protecting children, preventing electricity costs from surging, respecting intellectual property rights, preventing censorship, and educating Americans on using the technology. Ron Taylor reporting.
Nearly 90,000 bottles of a children's pain reliever have been recalled due to reports of particles and other possible contaminants. The FDA posted an online notice about the recall of Taro Pharmaceuticals' children's ibuprofen oral suspension. The medication comes in a berry-flavored formula for children as young as two. The FDA says the recall was launched after some customers reported. More details at SRNNews.com.